Reverend Franklin Graham on Tulsi Gabbard leaving Democratic Party. I hope her decision will make a lot of people think. By Simon Kent on October 11, 2022. Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard's announcement Tuesday she is leaving the Democrats sparked an immediate response from Reverend Franklin Graham. The evangelical pastor said he hopes her decision will make a lot of people think about what has happened to the party as the critical midterm elections draw nearer. As Breitbart News reported, the former presidential candidate made the revelation public in a video she posted on social media, outlining the details of her farewell. Gabbard cited the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers driven by cowardly wokeness, who divide us by racializing every issue and stoke anti-white racism, actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms, are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, demonize the police and protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, believe in open borders, weaponize the national security state to go after political opponents, and above all, dragging us ever closer to nuclear war amongst her reasons for leaving. Watch below as she tells her story of departure. For his part, Graham was quick to offer both support and encouragement, going on to outline his prayerful support for the move. Critically, he offered his backing, outlining Tulsi as a good friend and a very smart person who loves and serves her country. I'm not sure where Tulsi is going, but I am praying for her, that God will guide and direct her steps. I hope her decision will make a lot of people think about what has happened to the Democratic Party. Read the full Franklin Graham statement here. Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard posted a video on Twitter announcing that she is leaving the Democratic Party and calling on fellow common sense independent-minded Democrats to join me. In explaining her decision, Tulsi said, among other things, that today's Democratic Party is driven by cowardly wokeness and is hostile to people of faith and spirituality. She also denounced those on the left who divide us by racializing every issue and stoke anti-white racism and who actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms. In her announcement, Tulsi said, I believe in a government that is of, by, and for the people. Unfortunately, today's Democratic Party does not. Newt Gingrich said in an interview that Tulsi is one of many Americans who have traditionally voted blue but now find the Democrats unrecognizable. Tulsi is a good friend and a very smart person who loves and serves her country. I'm not sure where Tulsi is going, but I am praying for her, that God will guide and direct her steps. I hope her decision will make a lot of people think about what has happened to the Democratic Party. The Gabbard video and political renunciation of the Democratic Party comes less than a month before the November midterms that will determine control of the House of Representatives for the next 2 years. The fate of the Biden administration's agenda may also be decided by that vote outcome. It also follows 8 months of war in Ukraine courtesy of the invasion by Russia, in which the U.S. has provided billions of dollars in support to Ukraine, amid a rising threat of nuclear war. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.